The base camp at Mount Everest is busy again. Hundreds of climbers are returning after disasters the last 2 years stopped people from climbing the mountain. More than 200 people have reached the top, or summit, of the mountain in the past 10 days. Even more climbers are preparing for new trips before monsoon rains are expected to arrive in June. The return of climbers to Mount Everest has been good for the tourism economy in Nepal. Climbers pay for many services to help them reach the summit. They hire Sherpa mountain guides, cooks, porters, and medical teams. They also pay for official permission or permits to hike. These expenses bring in millions of dollars for Nepal. But 2 years ago, Mount Everest tourism was ruined when disaster struck the mountain. In 2014, 16 guides were killed while crossing a difficult part of the mountains. And last year, an earthquake started an avalanche that buried at least 19 people at a base camp. Both disasters raised concerns about the stability of mountain trails. Some Sherpas also refused to guide foreign teams after the events. They said risking their lives was not worth the small fee of $3,000 to $5,000 they earn for guiding foreign climbers. The Nepal government has taken steps to address the concerns of the Sherpas, according to Tika Regmi, a guide who works for a private hiking company.
There is a large number of facilities for our Sherpas, such as helicopter evacuation, their treatment. And especially if something goes really bad, then we look after their families, their children. Such kind of stuff has recently increased.
The number of new climbers to the mountain this summer is set to be the lowest in 5 years. Only 279 teams have received official permits so far. But local officials see the latest successful climbs as a positive development for tourism. Senior Nepal tourism official Jivan Prasad Akarya described the current climbing season as excellent. He said the weather has also been normal so far and is not causing problems. Reaching the top of Everest this year became possible only after the country's best Sherpas spent many hours making sure the climbing path was safe. Officials said the most difficult task was fixing two lines of rope anchored to the mountain, one for climbing up and the other for coming down. Tour guide Tika Regmi admits that business on Mount Everest is down about 30% this year. But he said he's pleased that many people are coming back, not only to climb Everest, but also to explore other trails and peaks in other parts of Nepal. Regmi said many of his customers have donated extra money to help the area recover after the earthquake. But he has a message for those still wanting to send aid.
What we said to them that do not send us money now. Send us your families, your friends, parents, or you come back to visit the country.
I'm Brian Lynn.